Priče o pesmama. Priče o pesmama.
Pesmu Legs napisao je gitarista grupe ZZ Top Billy Gibbons. Kada se jednom prilikom sa iznenada je počeo jak pljusak. Pored puta je ugledao zgodnu devojku i prvo primetio njene duge noge i elegantan hod. Imala je frizuru kao glumica Brooke Shields i Billy je pomislio kako bi bila šteta da kisne. Čim je prošao pored lepotice, shvatio je kako bi bilo lepo da se vrati i ponudio je vožnju. Istog trenutka je krenuo nazad, ali devojke više nije bilo. Taj kratki susret bio mu je inspiracija da napiše pesmu koju je dao naslov Noge. Iako su neke od prethodnih numera koje je snimio sa grupom bile prožete mnogo jačim seksualnim nabojem, nisu bile na meti kritika jer je bend tada bio manje poznat. Ovoga puta feminističke grupe oštro su kritikovale Billy-a jer su smatrale da njegov tekst ponižava žene i pretvara ih u seksualne objekte. Uprkos tome, publika je odlično prihvatila pesmu Legs u kojoj slušamo grupu ZZ Top.
Yeah. distance. We don't claim to be perfect, but we're free. We dream our dreams alone with no resistance. Fading like the stars we wish to be. You know I didn't mean what I just said, but my God woke up on the wrong side.
Beograd 202.
In the fear that the truth had discovered. hasn't been very kind to me lately.
Well,
but I suppose it's a push for moving on. In time, the sun's gonna shine on me nicely.
One day, yeah.
Something tells me good things are coming, and I ain't gonna not believe. I am looking for freedom, looking for freedom, and I find it, cost me everything I have. Well, I am looking for freedom, looking for freedom, and I find it, may take everything I have.
Priče o pesmama.
U pesmi Drive By frontman grupe Train Pat Monahan opisao je vezu za jednu noć. Kako bi osvojio devojku, momak laže i daje sve od sebe da je ubedi kako je to početak trajne veze. Pat je priznao da je upravo to radio i kada je upoznao svoju suprugu Amber, ne očekujući da će se zaljubiti u nju. U to vreme tvrdio je da se nikada neće ženiti, da neće imati decu i da nikada ne bi mogao da se preseli u Vašington. Ubrzo je završio u braku i počeo da živi baš u Vašingtonu sa ženom i dvoje dece. Monahan je kroz pesmu evocirao i neke uspomene iz svoje ranije mladosti. Kao tinejdžer je radio u restoranu iz kojeg je sa prijateljima krao pivo i sakrivao ga u ogromne vreće za đubre firme Hefti. Posle radnog vremena zabavljali su se uz piće koje ih je čekalo u džakovima. Kada je Monahan javno priznao šta je radio, iz kompanije Hefti su mu u znak zahvalnosti zbog reklame na poklon poslali vreće za đubre i čestitali mu na pesmi Drive By koju je snimio sa grupom Train.
On the other side of the street I knew, stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause you moved to West LA or New York or Santa Fe or wherever to get away from me. Skip to how you've been and get down to the more than friends at last. Oh, but that one night is still the highlight. I didn't need you until I came to. That's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause
oh, I swear to you, I'll be there for you. This is not a drive-by, just a shot.
out at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it will be alright. And baby, don't you know it's a pity the days can be like the night. In the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. A bus stop running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go on, find the girl. Come on, come on, let's dance all night. Despite the heat, it will be alright. And baby, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the night. In the summer, in the city.
Beograd 202.
It's a celebration. Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright.
Priče o pesmama.
Pevačica Sheryl Crow bila je u vezi sa mnogim poznatim muškarcima. Neki od njih bili su muzičar Kid Rock, biciklista Lance Armstrong, pevač Jacob Dylan i glumac Owen Wilson. Ipak najviše pažnje izazivala je njena ljubav sa Ericom Claptonom. On je iskreno voleo Sheryl i nadao se da će se venčati. Pevačica je znala da Eric želi tradicionalan brak, što bi značilo da će ona brinuti o kući i biti klasična domaćica. Ona je u to vreme želela samo da se zabavlja, a pošto bi udajom morala toga da se odrekne, usledio je raskid. Kada je objavila pesmu My Favorite Mistake u prevodu Moja omiljena greška, svi su bili ubeđeni da se ona odnosila upravo na Claptona. Nikada nije želela da otkrije o kome je reč, tvrdeći da nije mislila ni na koga konkretno, već na svoje momke koji nisu bili dobri po nju. Kada je reč o Claptonu, Sheryl Crow je izjavila da ona ne može da bude tema pesme My Favorite Mistake, jer na vezu sa njim nikada nije gledala kao na grešku.
Me.
202.
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight and you pulled me close. Split second and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief, and I realized no, we're not promised tomorrow. So I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. I'm gonna hold you like I'm saying goodbye.
Of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes alone with no regrets. Let's take our time to say what we want.
Priče o pesmama.
James Blunt često isticao činjenicu da je Whitney Houston imala izuzetan glas, ali i to da je njen talenat često bio u senci tragične životne priče koju je bilo teško zanemariti. Za Blunta je bilo tužno to što je nad njenim maestralnim pevanjem i odličnim pesmama primat u karijeri preuzelo sve ono što je živela izvan scene. Smatrao je da je pevačicin život trebalo da bude slavlje, a ne tuga, s obzirom na raskošan talenat i neverovatan izgled koji je imala. Velikim delom za to krivio je javnost koja je uživala da posmatra tragediju. Ljudi u koje ubrajao i sebe rado bi kliknuli na internet ili kupili časopis u potrazi za novom tužnom pričom. Svaki put posle toga bilo je sve više paparaca koji prate i proganjaju. Na taj način se crveni konopac oko svečanog crvenog tepiha vremenom pretvara u kavez. Upravo to doživela je i Whitney Houston. Potrešen vešću o smrti velike pevačice, James Blunt je u njenu čast napisao pesmu Miss America.
Did someone give you something to help you ease the pain? Like the liquor in the bottle, we watched you slip away. And I feel as if
I know you through the bars of a song. Always surrounded but alone. But no goodbyes, you'll always be Miss America. We watched you fly, but nothing's free, Miss America. And as you fall apart, we just call it on. 'Cause it's so hard to breathe.
Was the picture in the paper not the face you recognize? Did the makeup never make up for the pain behind your eyes? 'Cause I feel as if I know you when you're on my silver screen, but I don't know the dark places that you've been. No goodbyes, you'll always be Miss America. We watched you fly, but nothing's free, Miss America. Always be Miss America. We watched you fly, but nothing's free, Miss America. And as you fall apart, we just call it out, 'cause it's so hard to breathe.
refused to sleep and I repeated the words you would say. Yeah, I can promise that I'll grow those wings, oh, I'll keep this tallish tail of shine, but I'll never betray your trust, angel mine. Yeah, I can promise that I'll grow those wings, oh, I'll keep this tallish tail of shine, but I'll never betray your trust, angel
Beograd 202.